Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus. As we continue the meditation and the study of the prophetic word from Zechariah chapter 12, where we are considering the last great siege of Jerusalem. Our ministry is being woven around the future program of God for His people Israel. We are touching upon the last great siege that will be known at the city of Jerusalem in a soon coming day. We read in chapter 12, beginning, if I may, at verse 4, reading through verse 9. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and I will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall find their strength in the Lord of hosts their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an heart of fire among the wood, like a torch of fire in a sheath. They shall devour all the people round about and on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass, in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. May God bless the reading of His word. We have noted in our chapter the divine speaker is the Almighty God. His determined purpose is to destroy all the nations who will come against Jerusalem in that day which lies before. And He will absolutely destroy those nations when in the last effort of man, they will seek the destruction of God's city, as well as the destruction of His earthly people. We have noted in the fourth verse, the omnipotent intervention that God will bring astonishment, blindness, and madness upon the enemies of Israel. And now we also would point out that when God shows His divine intervention, there will be a unity and a confidence brought to those who are battling against the nations. The unity of Judah and the confidence of the people when they realize, and may I point out, verse 4 in the center declares, God says, I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah. The thought suggests that He will reveal to the house of Judah that He is for them. And note in verse 5, note what is the response. The governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Judah shall find their strength in the Lord of hosts, our God. That is the literal meaning of the words. It is with assurance that unity and confidence will possess the hearts of the remnant of Judah the moment they are conscious that the eye of Jehovah is upon them for good. And terror and confusion will seize the ranks of their enemies as the result of God's plague. But oh, may I point out what is most important in relation to our theme, in relation to God's direct dealing with Israel. He will instill in the hearts of His people at that critical time a unity and a confidence that they realize the eyes of Jehovah are upon them for good. Hallelujah. Now note verse 7, as well as verse 8. For here you will find two things. You will find that Jehovah Himself will be their defender. And second, you will find that He will give supernatural strength to His people. Let me read verse 6. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an heart of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath? and they shall devour all the people round about on the right hand and on the left. Beloved, there is no question of doubt that the hearts of that people who shall thus be besieged and thus facing the attempt of destruction upon the part of their enemies, the moment their hearts realize our God is for us, they will be like a heart of fire. They will be like a torch of fire amongst the sheep. And they will indeed themselves be strong to fight against their enemies. Let me go to verse 8, please, where it is linked. In that day, he that is feeble, the center of the verse, he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. Let me point out something very precious here. He that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. David has been and was the greatest warrior that Israel has ever known. There has never been a greater warrior in the whole history of the nation of Israel than David. Now I want you to note something very particularly. This is the word of God. That though that little people and remnant shall be thus oppressed by all the nations gathered around them at Jerusalem, those inhabitants of the city, when they realize, when their souls are convinced, their God will fight for them, every one of them will be just as brave and valiant in fighting as David, their ancestor. Beloved, what a God. For that will be part of the defense of Israel, that he will give them supernatural strength to fight their enemies. But that's not all. It must not be all. It could not be all. For greater than that imparted strength, and let me read verse 7 as well as part of verse 8. The opening of verse 7 begins saying, the Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. And then the words that follow, in that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Yes, my beloved, Jehovah himself will be the defender of his earthly people. Oh, what a day that will be. Sometime at your convenience, if you want to know what the Lord can do, you read the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus. When thus you find in the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus, Israel has crossed the Red Sea, and God has smitten all their enemies, and they see the waters come back upon Pharaoh and all of his hosts. And they see the dead bodies of Pharaoh and all of his armies on the seashore of the sea. And Israel sings a song of praise and worship and homage to Jehovah. And Israel declares, Jehovah is a man of war. And beloved, may I state that Jehovah will take up the defense of his earthly people at the end. Now let me reflect with you. Let me solemnly reflect with you that there has been a lapse of many centuries, and God has set aside his earthly people, Israel. He has not dealt with them as a nation for century after century. They have been scattered over the face of the earth. And one of the greatest manifestations that you and I have known regarding God's dealings with them has been the scattering of that people throughout the world. But you and I are living in the days when we see today the regathering of those people. We see the regathering of that nation. And we see the time coming near when that nation will be surrounded by all the nations of the earth seeking their destruction. Now let me qualify my statement. I know that this is not yet true. There are nations that are friendly to Israel. And there are many nations that are not today. But the time will come when no nation, as a nation or as a government, will befriend them. 'Twas the Lord Jesus who said in Matthew 24, ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And those prophetic words he uttered did not refer to the past, but they still refer to the future. When the nation of Israel will be the object of universal hatred and destruction by the nations of the earth. And at that time, as we have been reading, the Lord will take up the defense of Israel. And his fixed determination is stated. Let me read the ninth verse. As of our chapter as we see. Please note, this is going to be the last war to end wars. Some of us may remember, as far as World War I was concerned, it was called the last war to end all wars. Well, it didn't do it. You and I know it. And there's no nations that can stop war. Some of them don't want to. And those that will and would like to, they're not permitted to. But Jehovah himself will be the one who'll stop wars. Now let me read in verse 9. It shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And beloved, I cannot tell you what a gathering of nations that will be. But representatives from all the nations will be gathered together, their armed forces of might, under the wicked beast of that revived Roman Empire, as well as the wicked false prophet, together with all, from one end of the earth to the other. There will be the attempt by all nations, even by the Northern Confederacy, the Western powers, the Assyrian powers, the Southern powers, and the kings of the East, the destruction of Jerusalem and God's earthly people. My, what a siege that will be when all the world combines to seek the destruction of Israel. But God will intervene, and his fixed determination is, I will destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. There's a terrible day of judgment coming for the nations. Friends, I hope you are saved and rejoice in Christ as your Savior now, rather than being in the day of judgment, doomed forever. Father, bless thy word for the glory of our Savior and the blessing of many. Amen.